Led by Phil Spector's productions, the girl group sound became a hot ticket on America's record charts in the first half of the 1960s. Now Rhino Records has released a box set of mostly obscure girl group records called One Kiss Can Lead to Another, Girl Group Sounds Lost and Found. Rock historian Ed Ward dared to listen to the whole thing to plumb the female psyche of 40 years ago.
Imagine being a young teenage boy in the first half of the 60s, one who's just realized that girls might actually be worth getting to know. Then imagine that, as research, this boy was handed the 120 songs that make up One Kiss Can Lead to Another, Rhino's amazing collection of girl group records. What would he learn about girls?
You know, when the weather gets warm, we girls don't like to sit around. We get the same things on our minds as you boys do, so we get our bikinis, smaller than cups, get all our troubles, get out in the sun, hop in our cars now, turn on the sound, what do we do now, we go looking around.
The pinups from Brooklyn assure him that they've got the same goals he does, which is reassuring. But once he's actually got a girl, it gets complicated. Angels make it seem like the two of them can take on the world, despite the doubts and misgivings of their friends. The Chiffons, on what's considered one of the first psychedelic records, agree. On the other hand, you have to be careful with girls. As the White Boots Nightmare makes plain, they can be dangerous when they fight over boys. The climax of the record sure has the Shangri-Las beat for drama.
They're right, I thought. She did take my Bobby away. Putting me down, showing everybody his ring. Well, I thought I'd like to scare her a little. But I never meant to hurt her or anything. You can be.
And if he doesn't behave, he might be hearing this.
Here I am, all alone, and all dressed up to kill. Guess I'd much rather be with the girls than be with you. Here I am, where's the girl?
What's remarkable about Donna Lynn's record there is how well it translated. A lot of girl group classics were written or co-written by women like Carole King or Ellie Greenwich, but this one was written by none other than Keith Richards and his manager Andrew Loog Oldham as I'd Much Rather Be With the Boys, and rejected by the Stones as too pop. The cumulative effect of the songs here would be enough to reduce our hypothetical teenager to a neurotic mess, possibly as neurotic as the obscure Dawn, who has a song here called I'm Afraid They're All Talking About Me. Either that, or he'd be worrying that his girlfriend might prefer another kind of boy.
You'll be riding into town tonight, roaring down the back street, cause he knows he's got a
All of which brings home another point. Hard as it might be to be one of these girls' boyfriends, being one of their parents could be much, much harder.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. He reviewed One Kiss Can Lead to Another, girl group sounds Lost and Found on Rhino.